Hey everybody, welcome back to the Perpetua podcast. Guys, I'm joined again by Craig Lawless. He was so good the first time, we're going to bring him back after a few weeks ago, we discussed all CrossFit. Today we're going to be discussing through all about the CrossFit Open, how it happens here in Perpetua Fitness, which is also CrossFit Dublin, how members get involved, why people should do it, I suppose what are the benefits and how to approach it the best way, and I suppose really just to sell it to get involved. Craig, how are you?
Oh, good. Very good.
How are you prepared for the Open?
Oh, well, over the last while, I've been just doing, obviously, our class program. So that's been focused over the last 8 weeks towards the Open. So all our workouts have been tailored towards the CrossFit Open, which is coming up in 2 weeks' time from today. So, yeah, just been doing the classes. So hopefully we're prepared. Hopefully we've hit all the movements that are coming up in years previous. So, and we're ready to go. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone looks like they're ready to rock. I have to say, everyone looks like they're flying in classes. So it's great to see. So for anyone, let's say, that's joined our podcast for the first time or recently just joined, let's say, CrossFit Dublin or Perpetua Fitness, what is the CrossFit Open?
So basically, the CrossFit Open is the first stages to get to the CrossFit Games. It's always been like that over the last few years since it started. I think it's like, what, more than 15 years, is it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
15 years. So that's the first stage to get to the CrossFit Games. And it's a worldwide competition. Essentially, now it is 3 weeks long. So a workout is released from CrossFit HQ on a Thursday, and you have from the Thursday to the Monday to submit your score. It's an online workout that is done in the gym. If you're looking to go to the CrossFit Games, you record your workout, you submit it by the Monday, and that'll be done every week for 3 weeks. So there's a new workout. We don't know what the workout is in the gyms. No one knows what it is, only CrossFit HQ. They release it on a Thursday, and then we have until the Monday to do it. In Perpetua, we work a little bit different. We just have it as a Friday night light. So on Friday evening from about 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock, we do the workouts in heat. Depending on what the workout is, depending on the amount of people we can have in a heat, we'll run it from 4 until 8 o'clock, and we'll do it in here. We have a leaderboard. We kind of track everyone's scores. It will be judged, and that's how it's done. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting few weeks. It used to be years ago, I suppose, back, I'm going to kind of show my age here a little bit, but years ago it used to be, I think it actually started off with 6 weeks and then it went to 5. So it was five originally, yeah. So 5 workouts.
5 was a lot, like 5 weeks of stress, especially the first few weeks. By the end of it, you're like, get this finished. But the 3 weeks, I think, is good now. It keeps everyone engaged, especially in the gym. Like 3 weeks of open workouts, it's such a buzz, but it's a lot of energy. On the night, I think people do get quite fatigued from it, even if it's like they don't care about the open. They're still under a little bit more pressure environment, which they're not used to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's good. 3 weeks is a good one, I think.
All right. Okay. So let's say I'm first time came to CrossFit Dublin, or I've been in Perpetua for a while and I actually haven't done the CrossFit Open. Why do you think I, or let's say a person, should sign up for the Open?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, like, we put it out to everyone, all our CrossFit members, everyone can do it. That's first of all. So everyone can do it, whether you're only in the gym 2 days, you can still do it, or if you're in the gym 10 years, you can still do the Open and you'll be well able for it. I think people should do the Open because it's just a great way to kind of test yourself. It kind of puts you under a little bit of pressure, and I mean pressure in a good way, to try and push yourself past what you might think you're capable of. Because the way the workouts work is like you'll have a judge on top of you, someone will be counting your reps. And when you're in the environment of a competition setting, you'll always push a little bit more from what you're used to. Even if you think you push really, really hard in class, you'll always be able to give a little bit more during the open. So it's a great way to just test yourself. It's also a great way to meet people that you might not have met in the gym because you're different times. Everyone is around. The morning classes are there with the evening classes. Lunchtime is there with the evening. So it's a good mix and a good way to meet people. And then last of all, I just say it's a good opportunity to see what you need to work on. So if you feel like you're really good at gymnastics and then you have a workout with pull-ups or something like that, for example, and then you come last in that workout, it's just a good opportunity to kind of say, all right, I'm not as good as I thought I was and I need to work on this. So it's a good way to kind of look into training for the future. All right, well, I was good at something or I was bad at something, and then I can plan towards that in your training or your next cycle.
Yeah, because it's a good point that one, especially just like that, everyone should just go for it, because as you said, right at the start, you don't actually know what the workout is, let's say, until like that Thursday evening. And like once you come that first Friday night and you see, I suppose, the buzz in the gym, everyone doing the workout and how, I suppose, the energy afterwards, you're going to be like, I want to get involved in this. So just like sign up, get involved in that first week, and then you'll understand what it's all about. And that probably goes to the next question, like you said, in terms of, let's say, you find out what you're not good at, or let's say weaknesses or something you need to work on. What kind of workouts are people expected to see in the CrossFit Open? Is it similar to classes or slightly different?
Yeah, it's similar to classes in certain ways. So usually if you look back on past open workouts, the first workout will be very accessible to everyone. So it'll be kind of like a low skill workout that everyone can get in. So you might have box jumps and dumbbell snatch, or burpees and dumbbell snatch, something that everyone can do, and it's a real good buzz. And then as the weeks go on, the movements can sometimes get a little bit more technical, and that doesn't mean that you won't be able to do them. There is obviously always your scaling options, and it might be also someone's first time to actually get a movement, like a pull-up, like a chest to bar, or like a bar muscle-up. So as the weeks go on, they tend to progress a little bit, but from the first week, really, really accessible workout, everyone will be able to do it. And then after that, they'll get a little bit more complex, but you'll still be able to do it, but it kind of just tests you to different lengths, if that makes sense. But all the movements we would have done in classes, I hope, most of the time, unless CrossFit HQ throw out a new workout. But most of the time, we've tested them, we've looked back on workouts before from the open and kind of judged what usually comes up. So you'll always see double unders, you'll always see dumbbell snatch, burpees, some sort of thruster or barbell movement, and then a little bit of gymnastics in there, which we've all touched on here at Perpetua over the last 8 weeks especially. We've been really drilling towards that. So yeah, everyone will be able to do it, and it'll be good fun.
Yeah, everyone's going to be prepared. I think one of the first open workouts, CrossFit Open workouts, I remember back in the day, was 7 minutes of burpees. And as Craig Lawless says, you can never fail a burpee. So everyone's able to do that. But let's hope it's obviously not that one.
If it's that one, it's not good.
Not good. You also laid on the point there, is it like it's a slightly different, I suppose, pressure on a client coming in, you know, that they're actually going to have, let's say, a judge watching them there for the workout itself. Like, in terms of, like, physically or mentally, how should a client then approach then their first open workout?
Yeah, so each of our workouts are judged. We get all our coaches in at the same time. So we'll have, say, 7 or 8 coaches, and there'll be one coach or one judge per person that's doing the workout. And the reason they have that is that just keeps the standard the same across the board. I was saying it to someone earlier on, that it's like, you don't want someone doing pull-ups and they're not getting their chin over the bar, and they're after beating you by 10 reps because they didn't hit the same standard. It's just really the judge is there to standardize it. They're not there to make you feel like shit if you didn't hit a rep, you know what I mean? They're just there to try and push you along and obviously help you with the workout, but make sure you're hitting the standard so that it's the same level across the board for everyone. And obviously the reason they do that is because there is a leaderboard, and that's where it brings in that extra pressure. So the leaderboard, when your name is up there, I know sometimes in classes you can hide and you can get away with whatever, not pushing so much, but the leaderboard there is there for that little bit of extra pressure, and that's going to make you try and perform a little bit better. So preparing for that is just like, it's just making sure we're hitting standards in classes and stuff like that. And then from there, it's like making sure you're not, when you're doing the open, that you're not like coming back at the judge for giving you no reps and stuff like that as well. But preparing for that basically is doing what we're doing in the classes. And I just think, like, for people that it's the first time doing it, just, I wouldn't say put pressure on yourself, just see what you get. You know what I mean? Go in with like an open mind and do the workouts to the best of your ability. That's all you can really do, and that's the only way you can really prepare for it, I think, personally. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, because like it is a different feeling when someone is there looking at you, like, I suppose, for the judge. And I suppose most of the judges on the floor on those Friday nights will be coaches, so you should feel comfortable, obviously, with the team there. You might have the odd member that might jump in depending on the numbers, but it is good to kind of, suppose, keep everyone on the same standard, and then just make sure, obviously, following obviously the standards in terms of the workout itself. So we'll have all those details, I suppose, posted to everyone the night before for the workout and the videos itself, because we'll obviously have the whole thing, I suppose, laid out then for everyone. You spoke there about, I suppose, the good one, just see how you get on, right? Okay, so that's a really good point for someone to make. So see how you get on in your first open or the first workout. Let's say beginners and more advanced, then how are the workouts designed for them in the CrossFit Open? Is there any difference?
Yeah, so we have kind of two different options in the in the open. So you have your ORX and what they call is like your top level, what we call here is peak. And then they have your scaled, which is a base here. So you have different options that you can go through. So there will always be an option that someone can do in the gym. The options are designed there, which I feel like every year when I look back on them, the options are always quite good. You know what I mean? Like it does test the scaled athletes to maybe get their first pull-up. And then it also tests the ORX athletes to maybe get their first bar muscle-up. But then on the other end of that, it'll test the top lads to be able to really push towards their limits. Like you'll see different times go up on the leaderboard and stuff like that. And obviously the top guys in the world are able to do the same workout that you're doing, which I think is pretty cool. You know what I mean? You're always doing the same as, which you don't very rarely get to do in any sport, is kind of do the same workout or same style of competition as the top in the world.
So like, let's say, for example, just to kind of give everyone an example to say if they're in class, so let's say there's a workout, ORX, or let's say peak, as we would call it in CrossFit Dublin, would be pull-ups, right? Kipping pull-ups. What would the scaled expect to see then for that?
So they might be, like last year, I'll give an example on it. They had pull-ups, chest to bar, and bar muscle-ups for the ORX athletes. And then our scaled was a jumping pull-up, first of all. Then it was a jumping chest to bar, and then it was a chin over the bar pull-up. So you've got three different options there that everyone can do. And I've seen so many in the gym that got their first pull-up there in the scaled one. They never really did maybe a jumping chest to bar before, which is basically getting your chest all the way up to the bar from a jumping position. Most people probably have never done that before because I know we didn't actually add it in our class before because it was the first time they put it in there. So that was a good one to see. And that was a scale for your normal chest to bar, which is good. Just gets people kind of pushing a little bit more towards learning a skill, which is great because then we can take it into classes and kind of learn from that as well as coaches or as people who are programming. So there'll always be a scale, like I said there in that one, for like handstands, you'll have wall walks or you'll have push-ups. There will always be something that you can do. So don't be afraid, like thinking you're not able for it. There's literally so many scale and options that they have. And even if you can't do it, that's all right. It'll probably be in the later stage of a workout. And it's the same as ORX. If they don't have a bar muscle up and they're just trying to get the first one, they don't get it, that's perfectly okay. Same as pull-up. If their last option is a pull-up and they can't get it, then...
Yeah. It's definitely options for everyone. So no doubts, guys. So let's say we've spoke through, I suppose, what the actual open is. I suppose the 3 weeks, the mindset thing in terms of, let's say, you're having the judge. And we'll have obviously everything prepared there on the floor. Craig and the team will have the whole place set up. Let's say they're coming in for their first workout again. In terms of, like, let's say, mobility and warming up for their first open workout, I know I'm guilty of it sometimes. I won't warm up properly for the workout, and then before I know it, I'm straight into a workout. My heart rate's jumped up sky high again, or I didn't warm up my shoulders properly for whatever kind of the movements. Any advice for people warming up properly before they come in and do their first workout?
Yeah, this is, I think, super important that a lot of people don't do. I don't want to say in a class setting you're very babied, but you are. You come in, and I know no one really wants to warm up that much, but it's super important, especially when you're going to be pushing at 100% or more than what you've done before. So it's coming in, setting yourself up like you would do. Think about it back in the class. You've done so many classes before. What do we do at the start? We might get our heart rate up a little bit. We might do a little bit of movement on the machines. This is something you can do in the machines at the side. We will have, or we do have, a little bit of a warm-up area always. So you'll have machines down, you'll have barbells, you'll have your dumbbells or whatever is coming up in the workout. It's get in, get moving, get the heart rate up a little bit, do your mobility. If there's squats, we all know our movements to open up our hips, open up, help with the knees and stuff like that. If it's overhead, you're going to work your shoulders. Everyone kind of should have an idea of what you need to work on mobility-wise. And then before you go into the workout, if it's a heavy barbell, make sure you have warmed up to that working weight that you've done. So for example, if it's a thruster and the thruster is 60 kilo, don't just jump in and your first rep is with 60 kilo. It's not going to feel good, and it won't prepare you for it. So it's like I always say to clients, like when you're going in, you have to build your heart rate up slowly. You can't just go from that 40 to 180. It's going to feel horrible and you're only going to feel good kind of after the workout. Whereas you want to get your heart rate up first to start with, bring it back down, and then your body is ready and knows what's to come. So that's what I would do to be a warm-up area here in the gym. But it's get in, do your bit of mobility, make sure you arrive 15, 20 minutes at least before your heat so you know what's going on, and then warm up from there. Yeah.
Okay. And then I know, again, I'm always talking about my own mistakes in some ways on these things, but what about nutrition or, I suppose, food intake before the workout or like the hours leading up to it? Again, some people might like carb load a few hours before it because those workouts are going to be in the evening, or maybe some people won't eat because they've got the classic butterflies or the nerves thinking about the workout. They're looking on YouTube, they're looking at the videos, they're looking at everyone's scores and stuff like that. Any particular advice on that just before they come up to the workout?
Yeah, I'd say before they're coming to workout, make sure they're eating. You're having some decent carb sources, but also don't have something that you're not used to having. I always find this as well. I used to still sometimes do it myself. I'm like, I'm going to have more carbs than what I'm used to. I'm going to eat more food than what I'm used to because I'm going to be more fueled. But then your body's not used to actually training with that. It's like people that are used to training in the morning, and then we have our workouts on the Friday night lights. It's completely different. In the morning time, most people probably aren't having food. They're fasted when they train, which is great for them because they're going in the morning and they're going to eat after. Completely different when they are training in the evening. Yep. They are not going to fast for whatever it is, 12 hours until they do their workout. They'll have no energy at all. So in the weeks building up, which is like these next 2 weeks, let's start practicing for what you're actually going to have. You know what I mean? Get your body used to it. So if you are training in the evening and you know you're going to want a little bit more energy, so you're having a little bit more carbs, so maybe you're having a meal before you come in. Try it an hour before. Do your class, see how it feels, and then from there you'll kind of get used to it over the next 2 weeks. Or if you're training in the morning time and you're not used to training in the evening, maybe over this next 2 Fridays before the open, you're getting into the evening class, you're eating beforehand, and you're seeing what it's like. I wouldn't change anything drastically with your nutrition. Don't add in a high amount of carbs. I don't think there's any need to it, but be mindful that it will be different from people training in the evening. I know myself, I've done it in the past. I've used to train in the morning, and then coming in the evening, I'm like, shit, what do I eat? Do I eat my breakfast now? Do I eat my dinner now? What is it that I'm doing? Have a go with it now over the next 2 weeks. See how it feels so that you know when you're going in that you're not going to feel sick and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's doing the first week and feeling sick, and then for the next 2 weeks, you'll realize what you actually need to do.
We were actually talking about that in our previous podcast before we recorded this one with nutrition on Mark and like meal timing. So it is quite important. So yeah, I think that's really good advice. If you feel as if you're going to be doing the workout in the evening on those Friday evenings, let's start like taking in, if you can train on the Friday evenings, that would be good. One advice, like to try the class on the Friday evenings, because your body gets a slightly bit adapted to those timings. And then I suppose one of the other good questions I have for you as well is, I suppose, to kind of finish on this point, the CrossFit Open. What is the biggest thing you're looking forward to of the CrossFit Open, with say, let's say, of the members of their community here in CrossFit Dublin?
Yeah, I absolutely love the buzz on a Friday night. I always think it's great. I always love seeing people go past their limit from what they're capable of. I just thinking back on like years past, like I love seeing other coaches jump in with the members. I love when it's a member's first time and they come up to me and they're absolutely buzzing after, and they're like, I wasn't going to sign up and I'm absolutely delighted that I did sign up. And I just think it's such a good buzz when you see different people meeting that haven't met before in the gym, and they do a workout head to head with each other. And again, everyone is doing the same workout.
Yeah.
So everyone knows exactly how it feels. And then it's always the tactics after the workout. Everyone always, after every workout, is like, shit, should have done this better. Shouldn't have went out unbroken here. Should have went a little bit harder at this stage. So it's just that buzz of everyone talking and everyone kind of like mingling after the workouts. And also everyone just dying on the floor during them. I always just think it's a good buzz, but it's just really good fun to get everyone to try and like test themselves, I suppose. And yeah, I just love seeing that buzz on the floor. We don't get it too often. I know everyone pushes in the classes, but having everyone together doing the exact same workout and having big heats, you're there with your friends or there are people you don't know, I think that's just the best part of it, you know? Friday nights is such a buzz.
Yeah, you can't, like as you said, you just can't beat seeing someone, let's say, getting that first pull-up or the bar muscle up or the chest bar. Like the reaction in their faces from, like, I suppose, the surprise in some ways that they've obviously reached that target, but also just to see everyone cheering them on that they actually got that rep. Or like you'll see sometimes as well, if it's a workout for time, you'll see obviously the crowd gather around for their last person to finish the rep, like the buzz there on the floor.
But I think it's like always people push past what they actually can do. So people think they're capable of doing something, or they don't think they're capable of doing something, and then they get to the open and maybe it's their even first time just lifting 40 kilo above their head, and they're after doing 30 reps of it and they've never done it before. So then in 2 weeks' time when I see them in classes, I know, they know that they can lift that weight. Yeah. You know what I mean? So then they've actually just stepped it up a little bit more, like, you know what I mean? And they're doing it in a good environment and they're more confident in themselves, which I think really happens after the Open. People get more confident in their own ability and they're able to progress their training even more after that, you know, which is great.
Who's going to win the CrossFit Open between the coaches?
Oh, between the coaches? And I have to back myself on this one. I don't know. We have a few good runners in here now. I need to make sure they're all signed up. But, like, we've got Josh on the scene. He's good. He's fit. I beat him last year, just putting out there. and we have Donal in here as well now. New coach Donal. And I think he might be a sneaky one. So I'll have to do the workouts head-to-head against him just to make sure I stay one or two reps ahead. And I would say Owen, but might not see him in this year's Open. We might.
Okay, Craig, you've sold me. I'm coming out of retirement. How am I going to sign up for the Open?
All right, so we will have a link that you'll be able to sign up from the Perpetua app. Once you're in there and you've signed up for the Perpetua Open, I'll put your name on the leaderboard. Our leaderboard will be outside on the wall, hopefully. Yeah. Maybe soon enough. But yeah, you can buy the pack there from our app. And then I'll sign you up from there. Or come up to me in class, tell me you want to do it, and I'll get you booked in straight away.
Amazing. Well, guys, listen, if you are going to sign up for the Open, obviously you can follow those details for Craig or just ask the team. More than happy to get you set up. If you feel as if this isn't the year for you to try the CrossFit Open, obviously everyone's welcome to come down and cheer everyone on. We also have a lot of spectators, family, friends that come down to watch and cheer everyone on, and especially big celebrations on the last night. If you're also listening to us for the first time and you haven't tried CrossFit and you want to get started, you can check out perpetua.ie. You can find all the CrossFit details there. And if you'd like to email Craig, it's crossfit@perpetua.ie. Craig, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Cheers.
And enjoy the Open.
Cheers. See you soon.